This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now, here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. Now, I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Now, feel free to always join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on any one of your smartphones. You can get this episode, any one of our previous 10 episodes. Now, to the listener, you can always reach myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning. It's a registered investment advisory firm. We're a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we specialize in everything that involves a dollar sign, guys. Anything. That's when could you retire, how much do you need to save for retirement, how much do you need for retirement, social security, mortgages, car loans, investments, taxes, avoiding high fees, high costs, high commissions, insurance, estate. Folks, anything that involves a dollar sign. You get the point. I don't need to go into great detail of it. But guess what? If you do want a customized financial assessment, if you want a financial assessment that can identify your current situation and how it could add value by telling you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and what needs improvement, folks, we are offering a free financial assessment for the radio listeners. It's a $500 offer. All you need to do is give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short, where we can help put together a personal financial assessment for your situation. Now, we have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. So don't hesitate, because here's the thing. Some of you may think, I got it. I got an advisor. This guy has made me hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, it depends on how much you started with and how long you've been invested. But the point is made. You might be thinking to yourself, you got it good. Now, some of you also might be thinking that you got it on your own. Here's what you don't understand is that you have some. Last week, we got a lot of calls. The calls were mostly on how Warren Buffett, I was making comments on how his comments of you can't buy individual stock and you can't buy or time markets. You can't do those things. So he was just highlighting how you should stick with an index. And he had this 10-year bet that expired this year in 2017. And this 10-year bet was talking about how he invested in the S&P 500. Not even his own Berkshire Hathaway. He invested in the S&P 500 against this hedge fund manager, and he completely spanked the hedge fund manager. It was $1 million bet that he won. So the winner, he got $1 million that he gave to a charity of his choice, which was Warren Buffett. So here's the thing. The thing is that if Warren Buffett didn't even choose his own mutual fund, his own investment, then why are you choosing individual stock? If he didn't even do that, why are you? Or why is your advisor recommending stocks still? Or why are you still subscribing to newsletters? Why do you have an advisor that's putting you in retail mutual funds, commission-based mutual funds by actively managed people? Folks, the reason is there's a conflict of interest for him to do so. It's absolutely not cost-effective for you to do that. You are overpaying for it. The reason firms like us at Falcon Wealth Planning exist is for people who've gotten burnt, realize they're underperforming, they're taking as much risk, if not more risk, than the stock market, yet underperforming. Folks, you want to make sure that you are being compensated. You are being rewarded for the risks that you're taking. Think about this. I say this all the time in the family. It's actually becoming a funny comment in the Shaheen household, and that is high risk, low reward. You want to make sure you take the lowest risk and get the most reward. It's just like going to Harvard. It's a low risk thing to do with high rewards. Some would say, what is the risk? Well, you're spending $50,000 a year. or more. But the commentary is the same, folks. You want to make sure that you are not making mistakes, because Warren Buffett himself talks about the mistakes that he makes, and he sure makes them a lot. Last week I talked about, I think it was the Coca-Cola example, where he invested in Coca-Cola, and holy smokes, if he would invest in Pepsi, he would have done a lot better. So you want to make sure you don't make these mistakes. I'm going to share one of the biggest mistakes that people do not talk about with Warren Buffett. And it's a famous quote that he has. So Warren Buffett is arguably has made one of the worst investment moves of his life, not even including inflation. So I'm going to give you real numbers. And he actually quotes himself saying a dumb decision. And this is something that's happened a couple decades ago. Now, folks, if you want help identifying your situation and how you should invest, or how you, Warren Buffett says you should invest, which is in indexes, making sure that you think you're in indexes, but you want to make sure you really are, and just because you are in indexes doesn't mean it's a low-cost index like Warren Buffett suggests, give us a call. We can help with that. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can give you a free financial assessment to help understand, number one, not only if you're invested properly, not sure if you're in, avoiding high fees, high costs, high commissions, but also making sure everything else with your finances are properly done. We can help. And we got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Whew, by the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. You're probably thinking to yourself, who is this person yapping nonstop? Holy smokes. Yes, sorry, that is I. But we are talking about important concepts, folks. This is your lives. These are your finances. Now, here's a couple Warren Buffett comments and quotes that he has. He has a few great ones. You do have to understand, though, and you can look at the last World Series winner of the Chicago Cubs that it took almost 100 years since they won the last one. But it's almost every single World Series winner wins by singles and doubles. Singles and doubles wins the game, not home runs. Not trying to choose that individual stock for your retirement. It's just like banking your old retirement, trying to get lotto tickets. Every paycheck, putting instead of $1,000 in your 401k, you can do $1,000 of lottery tickets. That's not how you retire successfully. Sure, you can get it, and once you get it, you retire multi-millionaire. But that's not a sustainable option, and that's what people do with individual stocks, unfortunately. And you want to make sure you do this, don't do the same. And arguably, the greatest investor of our era, Warren Buffett, says don't do that and invest in index funds, just like what he did in that million-dollar 10-year bet. He could have chosen any investments, including his own investment that his company, investment company called Berkshire Hathaway. He didn't even do that. So let me tell you with one of the dumbest investments he did. Now, I'm not calling Warren Buffett dumb. In my opinion, he's an absolute genius. And I respect him probably more than any single person in the investment community. But the reason he's successful and the reason I idolize him is because he is smart enough to call himself dumb. And so he has a quote that I'm going to share with you. And it's a word-for-word quote. I'm going to speak his quote, so it's going to sound like I'm Warren Buffett right here. This is what he said. I bought a company in the mid-90s called Dexter Shoe and paid $400 million for it. It went to zero. And I gave about $400 million worth of Berkshire stock, which would probably be now worth $400 billion. But I've made a lot of dumb decisions. That's part of the game. That's why he talks about index funds. So not only did he lose $400 million, but he gave $400 million in stock away, which could have been $400 billion. Heck, that could have been $800 billion if he would have just taken that $400 million to begin with and put it in back into Berkshire Hathaway stock. So yes, that is absolutely terrible. His investment went to zero. That is absolutely, without a doubt, he has famous rule, what not to do. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. You don't do that because it's unnecessary risk. and it has unlimited loss potential. Stocks can go to zero, indexes can't. Folks, if you have a tough time understanding that because you still think you're the genius, or your advisor is trying to talk you into thinking that he's the genius and he has this crystal ball that nobody else has, folks, give us a call. We can help. Our phone number to help you understand where you're at, what you should be doing, and to abort mission of your current financial strategy, our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help make sure that you're avoiding these common pitfalls, these common mistakes, and why it seems like your portfolio is not doing as great in these moments of all-time highs. Because sometimes you know when to buy, but most likely you won't know when to sell, and vice versa. Sometimes you sell right, but you're still sitting in cash from 2008. So you want to make sure of this, folks. And what I'll do is I'm going to talk to you about somebody who's sitting in cash as we speak. And there's somebody here who's trying to hire us at his company, but he still doesn't understand when he needs to get to invest. He's already missed out. He has $1 million. He's probably missed out on $1.5 million of growth because he's trying to time the market. Well, as you can tell, by missing out on $1.5 million of growth, he has no clue what he's doing. And I'm not saying that you don't. I'm just saying you need to be aware of what these common pitfalls are. That's why people give us a call. We have to sometimes, whether it's smacking sense into you or just educating you, because it's not that you're making the wrong decision. It's just you've been misexplained, you've been miseducated, and most of the time you've just been trying to be sold something else, such as annuities or some other things and free dinner seminars. They're just trying to sell things to you. Don't get advice for somebody who's trying to make a dollar off you. Get it from an unbiased fiduciary like us at Falcon Wealth Planning, where we're legally obligated to do what's in your best interest. That's what a fiduciary is. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer. I highly recommend you take advantage of it. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Would be happy to sit with you to understand your full situation and answer the questions that you have. Folks, we're going to go on a quick break. We're going to talk a lot more about finances and a couple people that's been sitting in cash and more Buffett's great quotes after this. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance, and now we're talking about investments, almost like a piggyback session from last week. We just had a lot of good calls as I did some quotes from Warren Buffett, and pretty much Warren Buffett, who has his own mutual fund in essence, his mutual fund pretty much invests in individual companies, and what that pretty much goes over is him recommending to you not to invest in his company, but to invest in indexes. And he openly talks about that. I gave an example in the previous segment that he was investing in the mid-90s, $400 million and $400 million of equity of Berkshire stock. So $800 million total. And that $400 million of stock alone would have been $400 billion. So what happened to his $400 million in Dexter Shoe? It went to zero. There's a reason, folks, he's telling you to invest in indexes, because in indexes, you have hundreds of stock, arguably thousands of stock, depending on how diversified it is, folks. And that's how you should do it. Listen to the smartest person in the world. That's the way to do it. Because as he says, one of the famous quotes, as we're talking about Warren Buffett today, I got to make sure I find this quote. It's, it takes 20 years to build a reputation. And 5 minutes to ruin it. And that's just the reality of it, folks. People only remember what happened last. So you want to make sure you don't do the mistakes that Warren Buffett does. Because here's the thing. He's open about it. That's what makes him successful. That's what I appreciate him. But there's a famous saying in my family. And that's a smart person learns from their own mistakes. But a smarter person learns from others' mistakes. So you want to make sure that you understand the mistakes people have made. And he's trying to tell you, don't do what I do. Mostly because when you buy a stock, you just buy it and are at mercy at everybody. When Warren Buffett buys a stock, he gets to sit on the board and make decisions. And he has experience doing this, and you do not. And he still even says, when he did that 10-year bet, that he chose not Berkshire Hathaway, his own company, as an investment against his hedge fund manager. He chose the S&P 500 to prove his point that nobody can beat the index. So why are you trying to do it? Why are you trying to do it with your advisor that has these mutual funds that supposedly are really good and strong and smart? Don't get sold, folks. When you get sold, you lose. And if you need help to understand if you've already been sold, just not aware of it, or your advisor left but you still have what he sold you, whether they're American Funds, Franklin Templeton, whatever, if you were at the banks or credit unions, pretty much you're working with someone who's commission-based, or if you had investments for over 15 years, you need to relook at them, because the world is changing, the investments are changing, the strategies in general are changing. And folks, that's why we are offering a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer just to make sure you're properly set up and properly allocated and not taking on more risks than you need to, folks. It's a $500 offer. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help put together a personal financial assessment for your situation, because you want to make sure you don't make these mistakes. Because here's the thing. I've had somebody here that's been trying to work with us for, I'll go as far as saying, 7 years. He's been sitting in cash for 7 years. Over 7 years. I just met him in 2010. He actually has been sitting in cash since 2008. And you know why? Because he's a genius. A self-proclaimed genius, of course. Why? Because in 2008, he sold all his investments in January and went into cash. He had $1.1 million all in cash. So when the market crashed in 2008, when it dropped 40%, this gentleman did not lose $600,000. He lost nothing. So he, of course, in his own mind, is the smartest man in the world. But here's the thing. That was 2008. You know what we're in now? We're in 2017. A lot has happened in that nine-year period. So you want to make sure that you may know when to get out, but you don't know when to get in. And that's the reality of it. So you want to make sure of that, because here's the thing. Me speaking with this person a few weeks ago, you know what they were saying? Well, I am waiting for a pullback. I'm like, wait a sec, what are you talking about? I'm waiting for another drop. I said, okay, well, define what a drop is. He goes, to be back, you know, similar to where it was in 2008. I said, well, excuse me, that was a 40% drop. I mean, that's not realistic. You're not really waiting for that. He goes, well, something similar. I said, well, let me understand this. Do you understand what would have happened if you lost that 40% and continued investing? Because here's the thing. The stock market in 2008 lost 38%. In 2009, it went up 28%. In 2010, it went up 15%. In 2011, it went up 2%. 2012, it went up 16%. 2013, went up 32%. 2014, went up 14%. 2015, went up pretty much break even, 1 to 2%. 2016, last year, it went up 12%. This year already, it's up over 7%. Folks, you understand this, right? This person would have made, his $1.1 million would have been over $2 million, about $2.5 million. So I asked this person, what are you waiting for? Pullback. A pullback happened January and February of 2016. That was a 12 to 15% drop. What is a pullback if that's not a pullback? He goes, well, but the Dow only dropped down to 15,000. I was like, yes. He goes, well, I need it to go back to 6,000 like it did in 2008. I go, absolutely mad. I lost it. I said, it's not a rolling. You're talking now about a 70% drop in the market, a financial collapse. It was just absolute idiocracy, and you want to make sure you don't have that mentality. You want to make sure you do not stay stubborn, because the stubbornness will cloud your judgment. And this extremely intelligent person is not understanding that. And he continues to find reasons not to get in. And there's always things in the news about that. You want to make sure that never happens to you. And folks, if you just want help understanding that you're in a proper investment philosophy, or at least just want to talk about it, I love this stuff. I could talk about it all day. Give us a call. We can help. We are offering a free financial assessment. It's 1 to 2 hours of our time. We can talk about anything you want. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help make sure you are doing the proper things, not making any mistakes. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. We spent a lot of time today talking about Warren Buffett. We talked about a lot of the quotes that he's had. He takes a look at understanding what's happened in the past, and he does believe in strong individual companies, but he doesn't put all his eggs in one basket. He has multiple of them. Now, he does not recommend doing what he does, because when he buys a company, he sits on a board, and he made mistakes many times with Dexter Shoes, which arguably lost almost $500 billion, because he gave $400 million of Berkshire Hathaway stock. But also, he's made mistakes investing in Coca-Cola versus Pepsi and a bunch of other ones as well. But he has a famous saying. He goes, only buy something that you'd be perfectly happy to hold if the market shut down for the next 10 years. And I get that. That's important. You don't want to buy something today trying to get rid of it tomorrow, because day traders, you should talk to them. There's ups and downs with day trading. So you go on a hot streak, you go on a cold streak. It's like gambling. That's not what you want to do with your future. And it's not something that if you like to do, if you have the time to do, it's if you have the knowledge to do. And most people don't have all three. They don't have the time. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the know-how. They don't have the desire. So I would listen to Mr. Warren Buffett. I would listen to hiring a professional that understands that they cannot time markets, where they need to get you in a globally diversified portfolio. As he mentions that all the time, how you should not be working with people that are mostly expensive. You have to deal with low-cost indexes and get a proper allocation, not on your risk level, but on what you need to sustain a proper interest rate for the rest of your life. And then don't take more risk than needed. That's the reality, folks. That's what you need to do. That's the value you should listen to. And if you need help working with a professional, folks, that's what we are. You want to look up a fee-only, non-commission, a fiduciary advisor like us over at Falcon Wealth Planning. Folks, we got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call. We can help. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help make sure you are not making any mistakes, not missing any opportunities, and staying disciplined. And the concept of staying disciplined is so important. Warren Buffett talks about that all the time, and that's why he mentions that staying in indexes is the proper way to do it. It's what he chose in his investment strategy over the hedge fund manager, the bet they had for 10 years, which he won. Warren Buffett won by choosing the S&P 500. He did not even choose his own company, which is Berkshire Hathaway. That should tell you something on how you should do it. You should not do your own investments. You should not do your own doctor work. You should not do your own dentistry work. And that's why lawyers in the courtroom don't even represent themselves. They hire another attorney to do that. Folks, that's where you need to retake a look at your situation for those reasons. By the way, folks, this was a fast show. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always join us on our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your smartphone. You can get this episode and any previous episodes as well. You can always reach myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation. Tune in every weekend as we give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.